So in our last video, we actually introduced an exception into our code. Let's take a closer look at that.
So I went and tried to compile, and I'm being told that bank account balance cannot be assigned to. It's read-only.
Right.
I thought it was clever because I made balance a getter, but the initial balance, it won't let me set it.
Right. So now that we're actually thinking of this balance as something that's directly related to a transaction, we shouldn't actually just give people an initial balance. Like, we don't want to give away free money, right?
I see. The initial balance is the first transaction.
Right. So that should be a deposit.
Ah, okay, cool. Well, we never wrote deposit, though.
Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and do that?
Okay. So this.balance, initial balance, that's going to have to go away. And then we need to go and write how to make a deposit. And, you know, there was a list of rules about certain things, like I shouldn't be able to deposit negative money.
Right.
Stuff like that. So let's go back and look at our instructions here. And they've given us that code. So to save time, I'll copy that, and then we can walk through it if that's okay.
Sounds good.
So all I'm doing is I'm selecting make deposit and make withdrawal and copying over the top of them. Now, it might look like a lot of code, but let's just zoom out just a smidge and let's figure this out, because this actually is cool because it puts all the things we've learned together, right? Ifs and lists and all this stuff. So what's going on here?
I do see something a little new.
Yeah, so
those
hang
are
on.
Those exceptions?
Yeah, so
oh, okay.
if amount is less than zero, uh-huh. Right? If I try to deposit negative dollars, what's a throw? That's totally new. So throw new argument. We know what arguments are. These are arguments. Out of range exception. That's exceptional.
Yeah. So it looks like it's checking to make sure that the amount needs to be, you know, above zero or at least equal. Yeah, above zero.
I guess you could deposit zero. That's kind of weird, but then we could figure that out.
I don't think we should bother with it during
our code review.
So let's do at least some amount of money.
So if it's less than zero, then it's negative, and we throw an exception. And an exception is a big deal, right? It's exceptional. It stops the program.
Right.
If you don't catch it and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
If I tried to go to a real bank, and actually this is a good question for you. As an object-oriented programmer, I go and try to model reality. If I were to go and cash a check for negative dollars or deposit a check for negative dollars, wouldn't that kick off some kind of business process at the bank where they would be like,
probably,
this is not a thing.
Like, decline? Do we owe you money? Why don't we just write you a check? Why do you need a negative check? Checks don't work that
questions
way.
Questions will be asked.
Yeah.
So that's an exceptional moment.
Yeah.
And that is what an exception should do. You throw exceptions when something's completely out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting one down here in make withdrawal. Like, what if the balance that you have minus the amount you want to withdraw would make your number of your balance go under zero.
So that's an overdraft.
Right. That's an interesting one. That's not an argument out of range. That is, in fact, an invalid operation. You can't take that money.
Right.
And then look, if you throw that, does it let you continue? Does the next line run? It does not. They'll stop everything. When an exception occurs, it's like, and this function is over. All things stop running at this point.
So we don't simply exit the if statement. Because that's sort of what it looks like. But since that throw is there, it'll actually exit the program and not try to.
Exactly. It'll exit the function unless we caught it higher up. And then worst case scenario, it'll go all the way up and exit the entire program. But the intention is that it'll exactly stop the running of this particular method. So if we look at these without the ifs, it looks very simple. Make deposit, new transaction. Add a deposit. Make withdrawal, new transaction. Negative amount, add a withdrawal. And then you add the guards around it, and it becomes a little bit more kind of fleshed out, a little bit more
Maybe more secure and enforcing the kind of pattern that we want people to use with the system.
Exactly. So then the question is, what would bank accounts constructor, remember before I was just shoving the balance in there directly, what would that look like in this new world where I have a deposit?
Right. Well, instead of just assigning the balance to a static number, we should actually probably review all transactions to see what the balance is.
Right. So we've done that here where we say for each item, and that's a balance. We started at zero. That means that an initial balance should be itself a deposit.
Ah.
So I will make a deposit of the initial balance. We'll start it today. This is kind of cool. We haven't done dates
yet. Oh,
yeah,
like that date it needs time. A date. That makes sense.
Well, you can say date time dot now, right? And then no one passed in a memo, so I'm just going to say initial balance, you know, starting balance. So then I would think we call make deposit. It's going to add a new transaction to the list, and then we would expect that your balance would be, what do we give you, $10,000?
Yeah, so I'm going to lose that probably. Or right. I could deposit that in the bank account.
Right, but see, look, when you construct the bank account, that $10,000, here's our constructor, the deposit of the initial balance is $10,000. So you should not lose that.
Okay.
Then when we check
Well,
the
I have
result,
to give it to the bank.
No, you do have to give
it.
Yeah,
the bank's not giving it to me anymore.
No, that's a good point. No free money in our in our tiny bank. There we go. Look, so now we're back where we were. But it's more object-oriented, and that's really interesting. So then, now we can start simulating our bank. Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a little bit of money out and just see what the difference is. So what, account dot make withdrawal, what do you want to buy?
Ooh, let's buy like a hammock.
How much does a hammock cost? $120.
Yeah, that's like a good hammock.
It's a high
on
quality,
Amazon.
Fancy
good.
Hammock. Okay, datetime dot now, hammock. Okay, and then we're going to go in console.writeline account.balance. Remember that balance is calculated from our list of transactions. Let's see if this works.
Great.
Look at that.
There you go. So my withdrawal was calculated, and now it's output as my balance, which is now $120 less than what I had.
Absolutely. So let's take a little bit of a break here, and then we'll come back, and let's actually print out the entire ledger and like make it look like a real checkbook or a real bank account.
Like for all my transactions.
All your transactions.
All right.
Let's do it.